I'm going to call to order the November 18th Master Plan Board of Education regular meeting. Do you call roll, please?
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mr. Detweiler?
Here.
Okay, I've asked, so we're going to recognize some band members this evening. I've asked them to come up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, guys. Okay, so we're on public communication. Two people are signed in. Does anyone else want to sign in this evening? Reminder, we appreciate you coming out and speaking to us in this forum, and we appreciate all feedback that we get. We will not respond to whatever you're talking about, but we certainly welcome that feedback, and we'll take that under consideration. Please limit it to 5 minutes, and please stay on point if possible. And I will call Mr. Swanger up first.
Thank you, and good evening to all. Glad to see everybody made it out tonight. It looks like anybody's frozen to death.
And could you state your name and address just for our record?
I'm sorry?
Name and address for the record.
Name and address. I'm Don Swanger, and for the record, I still live on Van Wagner Road. Been there for 18 years at least.
Okay. Thank you.
Everybody will be happy to know that I'm here as public participation, because that means short report. And because it's a short report, I've got some mostly handouts. These were things that were left over from some of the sessions that I attended at Capitol Conference. The first one is just a handout on human trafficking. Take a look at it. I'm not going to talk about it. Most of you have heard quite a few things about it. It is an epidemic across the state. At the present time, we've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 kids in the state of Ohio that are at risk of being brought into this situation of human trafficking. And this just gives you some idea of what to look for, how you can identify these kids, how you can go about reporting, or also what you can do if you know that somebody's a victim and they need some help. These are all good sources that are on here. The other thing that I've got is Common Core. Well, it says dispelling myths about Common Core, and it also covers Common Core standards. And I'll hand those around to you. Common Core, I hope, is here to stay. The legislature is probably going to vote on it sometime this week. Hopefully they'll be wise enough to keep Common Core in place. I think, and I don't know whether all of you know exactly what the Common Core is, but Common Core is essentially a standard for math and language arts. There is a difference between Common Core and Common Core standards. Standards include health, phys ed, social studies, and science. So we've got the major areas pretty well covered. They're still working on foreign languages. We also have things known as assessments, and we've got the graduation requirements and different ways that students can make it through graduation. And some of them even without passing the Ohio graduation test, which after this year is out. But this gives you a pretty good picture of what the difference is. As I say, I hope we keep these things. This part of what's come out of education is pretty good, needs to stay there. As far as OTES and evaluation, hopefully our representatives to Congress will go to things like Capitol Conference and learn a little bit more about evaluation, because their idea of evaluation and those of educators is quite a bit different. We need to have our people who are in charge of running the schools do the evaluation, and not the state legislature. The other thing that I've got, this is the last handout, again, these are the reports from the individual supervisors, and it gives you a pretty good idea of what's going on at Tolls. And I'm not going to go over and read all that or try to condense it in 2 or 3 minutes. Another thing that I am working on right now, and I've talked with Tim, haven't met with Matt yet, but be on alert. We're talking about putting on a program here in February for adults. This is not a recruitment program for Tolls. This is not something that's necessarily coming down from Tolls. I think our people, especially parents, people who in the community are still in the work market or job market, things that they need to know about education, what's available to people, what we can provide as far as here at Madison Plains. Several of you on the board already know that I'm a big proponent of cutting down on the number of free and reduced lunches that we have in our school district, because I think that poverty has an answer to it, and I think that answer is education. And I think our job as educators and people in the community, that it's our job to address that. The other thing, I went to a open house at Jonathan Alder for the junior high tech program that they've got, and it's primarily engineering, 7th grade and 8th grade. There's about 120 kids in each one of those programs, and it's tied with their math program. Those kids get one period of engineering and one period of math, where, just as we do here, we double up on the math classes and the English classes so that our kids can do a little bit more and do a little bit better in reading and math. But I was really impressed with the program that's up there, and those kids, by the time they get to high school, are going to be way, way ahead of where other kids are. And finally, finally, that's about it.
Good, perfect timing.
Thank you. Did I hit it?
You got it.
I got it.
Thank you, Don.
Hey, we'll talk to all of you later. Happy reading.
Thank you. Thank you. Aaron Francis, if you could please state your name and address.
Right here, fine.
Yes, that's fine.
Aaron Francis, 250 North Market Street, Mount Sterling. I guess this would be feedback to the current policy that we have in the student handbook. I've got a concern about the school's policy on threats being made between students. Some of you have heard about the 8th grade boy who has threatened a few of his female classmates with rape. The principal didn't know what the policy was when I first brought this to her attention. There was an extreme lack of communication on the school's part with not returning my phone calls. The only action I know has been taken is removing him from the class he threatened my daughter in. I'm unaware of any disciplinary action. I hear he threatened one girl, I won't repeat what I've heard him say due to children being in the room.
Thank you.
After 3 weeks of back and forth between myself and the school and no return phone calls, I was finally able to meet with the superintendent and the principal. In that meeting, I was told there were 3 things that would be evaluated to determine what action the school would take: validity, repetition, and likelihood. I provided the principal with enough information to verify that the threat was actually made and towards 2 other girls. However, The likelihood of it happening or him causing any harm to other students is where we do not see eye to eye. Now, regardless of our differences, I think that there can be a policy in place that would satisfy both parents and the school.
Move on the agenda to the board work session. I know we threw out, we were checking some dates. Tim, did we get any?
The 8th and 10th for the retreat. Mm-hmm. The 8th and 10th both work for the Proctor Center, so either one is available.
I don't know if anyone's got their schedules and they want to check. Those two dates, December 8th and 10th, I think those, Dave, were good dates, better dates, December. 8th is a Monday, 10th is Wednesday.
Yep. Wednesday's better for me.
Start at 5.
Tenth
okay with everybody?
10th.
Good for me.
10th is 5, okay.
And do we want to plan on this being two-hour meeting then, or something like that?
Should be plenty.
What time?
5.
5.
If we can do that, is that good? Does that work fine?
6.
6? Okay. 6 to 8? Or 7:30 if we can get done sooner?
We have a location yet?
Proctor Center.
Proctor, yeah.
Same location.
I'll send you that out too. Okay. Anything else from anybody?
No, all I have is that, you know, Capitol Conference was just last week, and a number of people from Madison Plains were there taking advantage of the sessions that they had and learning stuff. I was happy to see our new high school principal was there, and of course our new superintendent and new treasurer learning a lot of stuff. They had a lot of sessions. I was only able to go to a few due to some other meetings that I had, but it was great seeing everybody there, and hope you got a lot of information. And I think they're doing the same thing this year that they did last year, with a lot of material that was at some of the sessions that you couldn't get to, you can find online on the OSBA website.
Good.
So there you have it.
That was good. Bob, Dave, anything? We will move forward to approval of board minutes.
Madam President, I move that the October 21st, 2014 meeting minutes be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
We'll move on to the treasurer's report.
Mrs. Cooley, attached are their monthly financial reports issued by the treasurer, bank reconciliation, check register, financial summary, receipts ledger, expenditure analysis, cash flow analysis, revenue analysis, and the spending plan. This month, the spending plan, expenditure analysis, cash flow analysis, and revenue analysis are new. I didn't have those last time. We do have those up to date now, so those are included. One item I'd like to mention is our spending plan is currently in alignment with our five-year forecast to the tune of a 0% variance, and that was not exactly what we have appropriated right now, but that's what we're going to look at and analyze and see if that is in fact where we are. But I thought it was important that we start off at a 0% variance, and what our five-year forecast says is what our spending plan is. So it at least says that right now, and the next step then is going to be to analyze our appropriations and ensure that they're actually in line with our five-year forecast and spending plan. So
good.
Other than that, there's nothing really. That's all I have. Thank you.
We'll move on to the financial action.
Yep.
Section F.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the October 2014 financial statements be, are accepted as presented.
I'll second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Carries 5-0.
Okay. Thank you. And we will move on to the superintendent's report.
Great. Thank you very much. I'm going to move item number 9 up to my first item, recognition of the marching band. I'm going to call Renee. There she is. Come up to the podium and put her spiel out about the band.
I promise to be brief. First of all, I am so blessed and thankful for my position here at Madison Plains. It has been a very rewarding experience. Our group of students that are in the music program, I believe, are one of the hardest working group of students in the district. They work through the summer. They work long hours after school. They put up with me, which is not easy. And it's just, they've had a very successful season. They actually have qualified for states 3 times this season, which is really a fun, rewarding experience for us. The neat thing about this year is this is the 4th consecutive year that the Madison Plains Band has qualified for states. So we're looking to continue this tradition and superiority, but I think it's important that you recognize as our school board what these students have been working on and what they have been a part of this year. So I believe you wanted me to introduce the students that we have here.
Yeah, if you could introduce them, and then we'll just have them come right down through here and do a handshake, and we've got something for them as well.
Sure. What we have here is just a few of our students representing the students who have been a part of the band for the past 4 years, who have qualified, and some of us have come from drama practice, so excuse our appearance. But the first student I'd like to recognize is actually our band president, which is Mr. Gabe Jones. We also have Ms. Savannah Stewart. Ms. Cammie Tipton. Mr. Brandon Nelson.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Congratulations. Thank you. Good job. Congratulations.
We also would like to extend our thanks to Mr. Detweiler for providing a spirit bus for us for state contest. We wanted to thank you for providing that spirit bus for us. It was very successful and a great opportunity for some parents and students to go since we traveled so far. And also, this wouldn't be possible without your support. So we thank you very much for your support of our program.
We thank you. We appreciate you. Good job, guys.
Great. Thank you, guys.
All right, look sharp. Chan Hunt. All right, you look good. One more time. There you go, look good.
Look good.
All right, thank you.
Thanks again, guys. Good job.
Nice job, guys. Nice job.
She'll say I had the good fortune to go up and watch them up at the States, and I was very, very impressed, not only with the performance, but how they handled themselves. We should all be very proud of how the kids act in competition, so it was very nice to see them.
Thanks again.
The signage. That's the I'm going to jump to that real quick. So Todd can pull that up. The signage update, we've been talking now for about 6 months of what are something look like that.
I'll buy that one.
The signage for the buildings, the exterior signs. We've kind of settled on what it's going to look like, and Todd has a mock-up, hopefully,
yeah,
we can get to. But it's a little tough to see. But that's the intermediate building before this building was put in front of
it. What is that?
Yeah, look
really
real fast.
Here we go.
He wants to be a part.
All right.
So what you're seeing is MP Middle School. None of our buildings will say that. It'll be MP. There you go. Changed to intermediate. Good. MP Intermediate. And it won't be located there. It'll obviously be located on the end where the main door is coming in the intermediate now. You'll have the green and gold lettering for our MP, so that stands out. And then the name of the building will be in white. There's 16-inch letters as the MP. The intermediate letters will be 12 inches. We're getting them from a vendor in London, so we're trying to buy local as well. But we've had a lot of complaints since I've been here of not knowing what building is what. So this will finally take care of that. They're supposed to get us samples in the next couple of days so we can make sure the color is what we want. And again, we're going with something around that Kelly green, but it may not be exactly Kelly green, but we think it's going to be just right. So once we get those samples and they're what we want, then we'll place the order and we'll have them within 3 to 4 weeks. So hopefully we'll get that taken care of. Jumping back to PBIS, a school district behavior framework, we did get an electronic version of this, the PBIS fact sheet. Okay. You know, we've heard a lot of issues and concerns about discipline and order within the buildings, and we hear that. We actually heard it 2 years ago when we started to create the MPIP. Actually, strategy four is to create, to revise and migrate the district discipline program to a behavior program. We sent some staff members last year to PBIS training. We did some minor things as far as implementation, but we have not fully implemented this program, and we need to. We need to have a district-wide behavior program that's consistently applied throughout all the buildings, that's communicated to the parents, educate the students so they know their expectations. This is focused on expectations. It's not focused on consequences. So you'll hear a lot of, if you do this, here's the reward for being, you know, making good choices. Bad choices, they'll have consequences. We'll always have that, and those won't go away. But the focus is going to shift. The main thing is putting something in place that everyone understands. Here's how we behave. Here's what happens if we don't. Here's what happens if we do. Okay. So you have that information I provided to you. That's actually at our January meeting, January 16th, I think it is. We have Tom Shaco from our state support team is coming down and doing a training with our staff. We'll be doing some things with some individuals prior to that to get things rolling, but that'll be the big push on January 16th. So that is coming. The student parent handbook update. We have a lot of inconsistencies from board policy to student handbook to athletic handbook. We are trying to synchronize all of those policies and handbooks. One effort is we've divvied it up amongst the administration as far as the sections. And tomorrow we meet with the district administrative team to kind of go through the handbook, bring everything together, the changes everyone's recommended, and flesh that thing out, and hopefully bring it back to the board in December for your approval. The handbook is not on our website right now because there are inconsistencies, and we have to get that straightened up. These have carried over from previous years. We're just now attacking it and making sure that we have a handbook that can be relied upon. Okay. The crisis plan is in the same situation. Recently, there's been a lot of schools that had bomb threats in the area and around the state, and they're finding out, oh my gosh, our crisis plan, does it address a bomb threat? Maybe an active shooter, but not a bomb threat. We're going through, and we've done the same thing. There's a committee that's working on our crisis plan, which was a great plan when it was developed about 6 years ago, but it is dated now. Attorney General DeWine has a template out there that we're using now to model ours after, so we're not reinventing the wheel. We have a timeline established with that crisis plan update as well. Hopefully in December, maybe January, we'll be bringing that to you for final approval. It's not to say we don't know what we're going to do in an emergency. We do. We have a communication network set up. We know what to do. But this crisis plan tells not only us, but our staff what we're going to do in the event of a crisis. Okay. Furniture update. I tasked Mr. Penny this year with coordinating the purchase of our furniture. And you say, well, why would he do that? Well, Mr. Finney probably besides Sam buys the most equipment for the district. Sam buys buses, Joe buys all the technology. When I say buys, he researches to see what the needs are and fits those needs. So he was most aligned with a person I could go to and say, okay, we're buying new furniture for the first time in 25, 30 years, however long it's been. We need to do a needs assessment, see what the needs are, also see what our vision is for our classrooms moving into the future. He's been able to take that information. He and I've met briefly. We need to have a much longer discussion to talk about what exactly is going to go into those classrooms. We're looking at four classrooms, if you remember, that we're going to outfit. So each building will get one, and they can stop in and see what's working, what's not, what do we want to change moving forward into next year's budget. That's going to cost anywhere from $50,000 to $90,000, depending on, you know, what end of the spectrum you go with the furniture. So that'll be coming to you at the next meeting as well for approval of that purchase. So, the eligibility policy impact, I'm going to defer that to the next meeting. Not that anything's wrong, it's just we want to make sure that the report we provide you gives all the information that we want to give you. Letting you know how that change in policy impact our students. Do we have more students ineligible or fewer ineligible, and why? And we're doing that research right now, so we will have that at the December meeting. We did marching band. That brings us to the MPIP update with Mrs. Grigsby.
Yeah. Good evening. Tonight I want to talk to you a little bit about the Madison Plains Improvement Plan. Where we are now with that we've been working on for the last year and a half, 2 years, and where we're going next. Our academic growth that we've been working on now for a while has been that 85% of all of our tested our subject areas with student growth measures, that we would meet or exceed the student growth measure for 85% of those. We evaluated that just a couple weeks ago, and we reached 84.3%. So we've met or exceeded expected growth in 84.3% of our tested areas. Now that means that's anything from Ohio achievement assessments and value-added data that we receive from that, the value-added data that we receive from high school end-of-course exams, the Quality Core ACT end-of-course exams, the student learning objectives that are written throughout the district by teachers who don't have value-added data, and then also the value-added data that we receive from the OGT, from the Ohio graduation test. So combining all of those measures and looking to see where did we not meet, where did we meet, where did we exceed, that totaled out to 84.3%. This is the first time we've measured that, so coming that close to the 85% goal that we've set forth is a success. We are moving forward, though, in the improvement process to really hone in on English, language, arts, and mathematics, as is the recommendation of the State Department, since we are in the improvement process. The next couple slides, Todd, I'm going to show are about the seven strategies that we use to reach, to work towards that 85% goal. The first strategy was just the establishment of student growth measures. Prior to the MPIP, we did not have any established student growth measures other than those given to us by the State Department. We've added on many, many of our own student growth measures, K through 12. All of those action steps were completed, and because within that action step we established what's called an SLO team, we're going to be able to re-examine all student growth measures every year, and that's going to be a continuous cycle for us, that we're constantly tracking how much growth our students are making. The second strategy was to implement formative instructional practices. We've been providing our teachers with professional development on that. They've been working on it in the classroom. This is an area that you're never truly ever done with, so it's just an ongoing area. It'll be a focus in our upcoming improvement plan as well. The next strategy was to create and implement a focused professional development plan. Prior to that, we basically were providing professional development, but without having a plan as to what are we targeting.
What is it that we want teachers to know and to be better at? We were able to complete all action steps under that. We're currently operating under the same professional development plan, and that'll be something that we revise every year as we assess what our needs are as a district. The fourth strategy was the creation of a rigorous curriculum plan. We did establish a curriculum timeline. If you're not aware, there was a long period in the district where we were not updating our curriculum. So as of last year, I was able to get the district to move towards establishing a timeline for when we would update our curriculum. Math was updated. This year is in the process. We've adopted new math materials. Those are being updated. We are starting this week to look at science materials. That's the next item on the list to update and to study what our needs are there. That again, that's a continuous cycle. If you're ever by the district office and you stop into my office, the whole timeline of everything is like covering my wall in there. So if you're ever interested in seeing that, you can see all the aspects of curriculum that we are working towards. And then one item that we did not get to under the rigorous curriculum plan last year was the, if you can flip back one, Todd, the reviewing our grading practices. And that's something that we are going to be doing this year. We're not necessarily going to be looking at grading scale. That's something that the board and the district studied a few years back, but rather how are grades composed, what assignments count towards grades, what shouldn't, how much should certain assignments count towards grades, how much are we reflecting on the standards as we report back to parents about what their students' grades are, just all of those kinds of things. That's going to be a study this year. The fifth strategy was the development of an effective communication plan. Mr. Detweiler led that effort last year in the development of the plan. That was completed. The academic part of the improvement plan will not focus on that. Rather, that's going to shift over to the environment side of our improvement plans, and that'll be something that Mr. Detweiler and the rest of the administration will be responsible for monitoring, where the DLT will main focus will be on the academic portions of the improvement plan. Our buildings are continually working on intervention and enrichment. We're not really there yet, but we're continuing to work on those processes. The big part that will make that happen is our teacher-based teams. Last year, we were able to establish teacher-based teams very well at the elementary and intermediate. This year, we're going to be working much harder at our junior high and high school TBTs in addition to continuing that work with the elementary and intermediate. The TBT process is going to be a very large part of where our focus is on improvement. That's what takes our teachers looking at their data, making decisions about what individual kids need, moving forward, monitoring that, and then assessing whether or not they met the goals that we set forth for those kids. And that's a continuous cycle, but that's going to be a big part of our improvement efforts over the next couple of years. And then finally, the last strategy under the academic goal was implementing and monitoring a comprehensive technology plan. Mr. Penny stepped up to that charge and was able to lay out some things, but that's also a continuous process, and it correlates with the curriculum timeline, and it needs to correlate with the curriculum timeline so that as we're looking at new materials, say in science, that we're looking at the technology we need to effectively implement that instruction. So that's kind of a look at what we did with the MPIP so far. And then now where we're going from here is we're going to keep moving. From one point we can say 84.3% of the student growth measures was a good thing. At the other point we can say it's not enough, and we have to start moving forward. I'm somebody who I celebrate for a short time, and then I let's keep going. So that's where we're headed next, is to keep moving forward in that Ohio improvement process. Our academic goals will be overseen by the district leadership team, and I do coordinate that effort. We will have a heavy focus on TBTs and the five-step process, as I mentioned before. One difference is this is a three-year plan as to where we want to be 3 years from now, and then we have monitoring points multiple times each year to how are we getting there. And so you'll be seeing what those math and English arts goals are here in the next couple of months as the team is fine-tuning those goals and strategies and actions. So it is a three-year plan, but there's always a yearly goal to move forward with that. And it's going to be continue to focus on student growth. The environment goal, which is where the administration oversees that, Mr. Detweiler leads that, they'll be updating the DLT. They're focused on issues such as scheduling, staffing, student placement, monitoring the communication plan, and then, of course, as Mr. Detweiler already mentioned, bringing in a much stronger focus on our student behavior program. That is
all. Excellent.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
In that, so you said that you guys are going to establish the teacher-based teams for the junior high and high school, and I know that's a three-year plan, but did you have a timeline?
Well, they should be working in those now, but it's going to be, it's a process to make them function the way they need to function.
So you have like a project plan where you've got like...
Right, and that'll all be...
Milestones and...
Yeah, that's all going to be scoped out into the improvement plan. We are maybe a quarter of the way there and setting what those milestones are going to be. And we expect in the next month we should have that done with the district leadership team. Okay.
Sorry.
And the other item, bus purchase. Didn't talk to that. We did get approval to bid for a bus, if you recall, the last meeting. What we're going to do instead is the MEC and the EPC purchasing co-ops, you can buy direct from them. They've already done the bid process. So we've actually asked for quotes from them from their bid list for multiple different styles of buses. The 78-passenger bus is what we originally looked at, but then we saw a more pressing need for our handicapped buses not servicing the students that we have in wheelchairs the way we'd like. The lift is not strong enough for their wheelchairs. So we have a greater need there. We won't get any of these buses until March, possibly April. So what we're looking at doing now, instead of looking at a large 78-passenger bus, looking at something along the lines of a 54-passenger bus that can seat up to three students in wheelchairs. That way the bus is more of a multi-purpose bus. So if we want to transport an athletic team or the band or something like that, and they need the back end of that bus that's already open to store instruments or equipment, they can as they travel. So it becomes a multi-purpose bus, whereas a 78-passenger, it's a passenger bus. So we think that might be the way to go this year, and possibly to get another one next year, because next year we're scheduled to buy two buses. So we have to stay on task with our 78-passenger buses, because that's our main bus in the fleet. But we do need to do something about the handicap situation. So you'll be seeing that at the next meeting as far as approval for whichever one we decide to recommend. And that's all I have for my report.
Thank you. H, unfinished business, there is none. Moving on to section I, new business.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept the resignation of Wade Beachy as freshman basketball coach effective November 1st.
Second.
Sorry, I didn't get the
second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board terminate the contract with Elisa Gamble as freshman football cheerleading advisor effective August 1st, 2014. She was hired in June and did not complete the duties.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Yeah, I have a question. Why wasn't she monitored? I mean, don't we have anything in place to make sure she's doing what we hired her to do?
Basically, I'll let Matt speak to that. Didn't she back out last second?
Yeah, before the season started.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had her hours changed at work, so she had to resign then. And I believe later on that's addressed in here. But
that's why you see Taylor Hatfield being hired.
We hired somebody immediately. It's just we've been waiting for her actual letter of resignation.
Okay. That's why you're actually terminating, because we still haven't gotten that.
Yeah.
So you're terminating her contract.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year, as listed.
I'll second.
Discussion?
I told about Taylor Hatfield. Mr. Boland, he had an issue, a health issue, which delayed him being hired because he couldn't get his paperwork done in time. So this one's probably about a month behind, I would say.
For Ron?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had an arm surgery the second week of football season. Yeah.
So that's the reason why you see a football coach being hired there.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board award academic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year for Dean Pauley and Sacha East.
Second.
Discussion?
Sasha's on here. It was kind of the perfect storm there. All three people that were responsible for making sure that that one got on at the time of her hire were all new and didn't realize it, from myself to the principal to the band director. So no fault of Sasha's. So that's why she's on there now.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Larry Gates as a substitute bus driver effective October 16th, 2014.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve an additional quarter hour daily for the aides listed below, effective October 27, 2014. This is to provide supervision for students in the areas of gymnasium, bus duty, drop-off, and cafeteria.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Yeah, just to clarify, the ladies have been doing this all year. They've been getting extra time, and they've been getting paid for it. Now you're making this just part of their contract. Once we found that, yeah, we need them there an extra 15 minutes, then it's appropriate for you to approve it and make it part of the contract and calculate their pay.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the addition of Mary Spinks to the substitute aid list for the 2014-2015 school year.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that,
We'll move on to Jay.
I'm sorry. I jumped ahead. I was just
That's
reading.
Good. That's fine.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the following donations, $520 from the Kiwanis Club to the High School Key Club.
Second. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
No new agenda items. We will, I'd like to make a motion. Enter into executive session at 7:46 p.m. for the purpose of one of the more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, which is Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual.
Second that.
We will be taking no action right at the meeting. That's it.
Got a vote.
Oh, so any, right, any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Carries 5-0.
Okay.